But there are some people who don't speak. Just remind me, who are the non-speakers? What is your role, Roland?
We're to run very fast.
Which one of you is called Peter?
I'm Peter.
He's the elderly one. John is the young and active one. Okay? Right. And you sort of tag along with Mary. That's a bit of a giveaway, isn't it? Right. Not many. Yeah, you've got to be Mary, haven't you? Okay. So sort of stuff happens with you two. All right? You're the narrator. Good. So you're John, the one who wrote the gospel story. So that's good. Who do you think you are, Sue?
Angel.
You've got to be an angel. You're not an angel. There's only one person left in this. You're Jesus.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Good. It should work. You never know.
Early in the morning, on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone was moved away from the entrance. She ran at once to Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one Jesus loved, breathlessly panting.
They took the master from the tomb. We don't know where they've put him.
Peter and the other disciple left immediately for the tomb. They ran neck and neck. The other disciple got to the tomb first, outrunning Peter.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Oh, dear.
Stooping to look in, he saw the linen wrappings, but he did not go in. Behind him came Simon Peter, and he went straight into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth which had been round Jesus' head. Then the other disciple, the one who'd got there first, went into the tomb, took one look at the evidence and believed. No one yet knew from the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The disciples then went back home. But Mary stood outside the tomb weeping. As she wept, she knelt to look into the tomb and saw two angels sitting there dressed in white, one at the head, the other
right,
at the foot.
Oh.
I've lost my place now.
In a minute, you're going to go down behind her.
One at the head and the other of the foot, where Jesus' body had been laid. They said to her,
"Woman, why do you weep?
They took my master, and I don't know where they've put him."
After she said this, she turned away and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not recognize him. Jesus spoke to her.
"Woman, why do you weep? Who are you looking for?"
She thought he was the gardener, so she said to him,
"If you took him, tell me where you put him so I can care for him."
Jesus said,
"Mary."
Turning to face him, she said in Hebrew,
"Rabboni."
This means teacher. Jesus said,
"Don't cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go to my brothers and tell them that I am returning to him who is my Father and their Father, my God and their God."
Mary Magdalene went telling the news to the disciples.
"I saw the Master."
And she told them everything he said to her.
Well done, people. Let's give them a clap. Well, that's one. Now, Christine, and possibly helpers, I'm not sure, have got some activities. I keep forgetting the age range that we're supposed to set. Year two and the number two was in my head somewhere. If you're year two or younger, you might like to go and have a look and go at the stuff that Christine prepared, because it's really, really nice. It's great fun. I need some older ones. Not just middle-aged, but so you'll do as you two. Yes, please. But I need some adults too, because this isn't just a young person's thing. So you're only going to be mildly embarrassed by what I do next. It wouldn't be entirely honest to say you're not going to be embarrassed, but one or two adults who just like to come, I'll tell you in advance what I want you to do. I want you to mime looking happy and looking sad. So it's not that difficult, really. It's just whether you can do it in front of 100 people. And I'm going to count to five, and I want two people up here by the time I got to... Well done. Gosh, well done. Bless you. Oh, we got three. Come on. Come on, Jane. No, come on. I don't mind how many we got. Right. No, let's not spare the embarrassment. What I'm going to get at is, just supposing you were talking to somebody who didn't speak English, and you wanted to show them what happy meant. So, you know, you say, oh, I feel so happy. And they say to you in whatever their language is, what is happy? And you think, how am I supposed to show them what happy looks like? So you've had no practice whatsoever at this. Would you like to show these people what you think happy looks like? One, two, three, go! Wow! Not bad. Right. Now you'll wish you hadn't done that, because actually you've got to hype it up even more, because the next word is excited. And some, one or two of you happy ones, yeah. So you've really got to go for it. Right, the next word. So this foreign person says to you, what is this word? Excited? One, two, three. Right, good, good. Okay. That's how Mary would have been going around with Jesus. We're not told exactly what her background was. The Bible's quite tactful about Mary, but we have the impression that her background was not that brilliant. And Jesus gave her a new life. He gave her friendship and hope, and he set her free from all the rubbish that she'd had before. So Jesus was her best friend. I mean, you mentioned Jesus, and she could do happy. Yes. And there's probably, this is pure guesswork, but I think it's a reasonable one. As she began to think what difference Jesus might make to other people's lives and where this might go, I would guess in her time with Jesus, she would have got excited. And then Jesus dies. Not just because he got ill and died, or because he got old and died, because people took him away, did some horrible things to him, which finished up with him dying. So she would have seen the horrible things happening to him. That would have been bad enough. She would have seen him dying, which would have been really, really bad. And all the stuff that had gone with the happy and the excited died at that moment. No more Jesus to be my best friend and to give me hope. No more Jesus to give us excitement because of what he might do. On that Friday, all of that died in Mary's heart with Jesus. And then you have the story we read today. And she goes down to the tomb. It's not really clear what she's planning on doing, because there's a whopping great stone across the doorway. So it's not like she's going to push it aside and do something with the body. Perhaps she was going down there to spend some time by the tomb, a bit like we do if we go and visit a loved one in a graveyard. And we may stand or sit or kneel, whatever we do, by their stone, and you think thoughts about them, don't you? All the things that you may do if you visit the graveyard to somebody who you loved. Perhaps that's what she was going to do. And the stone had been moved. And when she looked inside, he wasn't there. Now, because we know the end of the story, we know what happens next, don't we? But then this person stands behind her and says, "Who are you looking for? Or why are you crying?" And she doesn't know it's Jesus until he says her name. The name that she would have heard him say to her all through those 3 years when she knew him. How many times had she been called Mary by him? Mary, he might have told her off once or twice, because we all need a bit of that, but there might have been words of encouragement as well. Mary, it can be really good. Life can go on for you. I believe in you, Mary. You know, all the sorts of encouragement words that Jesus might have said to her. She would have heard the name Mary said to her in his special way, the sort of tone of voice that Mary would use, that Jesus would use to Mary. She knew that voice, and she knew her name said by that voice. And then she hears the voice. And she hears her name. This is a bit hard, because this is actually quite serious. We're not playing this one for laughs, but what does sad look like? And a bit like excited moved it up the scale from happy, starting with sad, what does scared look like? Yeah, it's interesting. See the body movement that goes with scared. That's how she was outside that tomb until she heard the voice, until she heard the name. Now, I don't imagine she actually went from that to that like a switch. Would it be more like a hope restoring, hope returning, hope coming back? But a bit like one of these newfangled low energy bulbs that takes 5 minutes to attain its full brightness. You can tell where we buy ours, can't you? Anyway, maybe that hope starts to come. Maybe she goes from her scared and her sad look. So try and combine those two, will you? So all hunched up and really awful. And then she hears this word, Mary. And it's like a flower opening, isn't it? One of those time-lapse things that shows you a flower in the bud and goes, pow. What sort of Mary went back to her friends, you know, the geriatric Peter and the young and sprightly John? What sort of Mary went back to see them? Any takers?
Excited?
Excited? Happy? You can tell where this talk's going, can't you? Right, thank you very much, Jan. Bless you. We've got a happy and excited Mary going back to her friends to say, I have seen the Lord. Everything that she'd known before with Jesus is back again. I guess over the next few months and years, she'd have realised it was even bigger and more exciting than she'd known with the Lord, because this starts to get infinite. This starts to get eternal. This isn't just, oh good, he's got a few more years before he dies again. This is not what we're talking about today. We're talking about a whole new way of living, which is available to you and me. Now, you can't really dance down there, can you, with that lot in the way? So we won't. So we'll sort of dance on the spot. But would you like to do happy and excited and make a real fool of yourself? Great. Because that's what Jesus can do for each one of us when we realise that the thing that we were scared of, the future that we thought had collapsed, isn't so. Because Jesus is alive today to give us the future and the hope and the new life that Mary had once upon a time thought was going to be and then didn't and then realises it is. That's true for us too. Why don't we just pray a moment as we think about that? Father God, thank you for the difference you have made, that you have turned scared and sad into happy and excited. Thank you for that you showed to Mary, and thank you that that's true for us too. So, Lord, would you please speak to each one of us, saying our names to each one of us. Use our names and speak to us, Lord, and show us the new life that you're offering us. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, cast. Well done, you. Bless you. Is there something we can show and just show what people have done?
Toby's is ready. Toby, you can go up.
Doesn't matter if you're not ready. I'd just love to see anyone who's done it and is ready. Can we see what you've done? The others are hard at work. You may have been so quick to stick that on your crown that you don't know what it says, but do you know what the words are on your crown?
Jesus is alive.
Alive. Jesus is alive. Whee! Bless you. Well done. Joe, thank you.